Welcome, family. I'm excited because this is one of the topics I enjoy talking about, the CAPM. Now, before we take you on, I take you on this journey, this is actually part one of the journey. Part two will be actually in the community, and I'm going to combine part one and two. So if you're not part of the Magnetic Project Management community, I ask that you join the community. The link will be somewhere that you could join. So you want to join in so you can get with like-minded people. With no further ado, as I normally say, let's jump into today's content. I want to preface one major thing here. And that thing is that stick to the plan, not your mood. Again, stick to the plan, not your mood. That's not my quote, that is Eric Thomas. And I think that speaks volumes because a lot of times we get started on something and then we stop. We start and then we stop. Hey, I'm guilty of it too. So, hey, how do we fix that? Well, we put together a plan and we stick to it and we don't allow the mood to get in the way of what we can accomplish. So this was asked by one of the family members. They had some questions and I'm going to answer those questions today here. So let's get started. So first of all, we want to unpack what are the CAPM eligibility requirements. We want to look at the educational as well as the project management issues. So educational background and experience. Option one is educational requirements. You have to have a high school diploma or GED or global equivalent. Project management experience, none is required. This is why I always recommend, if you're going to get into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, I would say start here. This is the stepping stone. When you're going through the studying process, this is going to give you a look into the window to see if this is viable for you. Okay, you don't like that? Let me remix it. This is going to give you an opportunity to understand if this is going to be a fit for you and if you got the right size to fit into that shoe. So the project management training hours, you need to have 23 hours of project management educated completed before taking the exam. And I'm going to unpack that as well. Let's move on to the price tag. Now, currently as this video of 2025, today's episode, I want to let you know that the CAPM exam, if you are a member, is $225. Now, if you are a non-member of the PMI, then it is $300. But I got something for you. Just a food for thought. You got to do the dishes, though. So if you get the PMI membership, again, currently as the making of this episode, it is $159 per year. It's worth it. The actual exam is not the PMP, but the CAPM is $225 and the CAPM exam is $300, like we talked about, if you have the membership fee. But check this. If you go ahead and make that investment for $91, you will actually save money on the actual long term of the exam, not the PMP, but on the long term of the CAPM exam. All right, let's talk about the CAPM examination information. Let's break down from a very high level what you can expect when you get to get ready to sit down and actually pass this test. You see how I'm speaking into existence for you? Because I believe if you take the time to study this material, study other materials that's in place, you will have an opportunity to have success. It's going to require something of you. It's going to require dedication, hard work, and making sacrifices that normally you probably wouldn't have to make. So get ready. Let's unpack this. So there are 135 scored questions, and then there's 15 pretest questions. You're allowed at 3 hours to actually take this exam. Now, these are based off the PMBOK 7. Matter of fact, hold that thought. Let me grab my PMBOK. So we have, this is the PMBOK that you need. You see, I got it all marked up. I mean, if you're going to coach and teach this thing, you got to make sure that you're doing your homework. So again, pick up this. If you don't have it, you can order at Amazon. But if you become a member, I don't know if they give you a discount on it, but check this out. You can, like I said, you can pick it up on Amazon. Now, if you were taking the PMP, even though we're not talking about that, this will be based on this book, which is the PMBOK 6. Okay, I'll put these materials down. Now, with that being the case, there are 8 domains with 12 key principles for project management. All right, let's look at the task distribution across domains. We're going to break it down again from a very high level. So you have the project management fundamentals and core concept. There's five tasks in there. The percentage is 36. Now you're thinking, I know you, I have a smart and intelligent audience. You're thinking, well, if that's 36, I probably really need to focus in there. Well, family, yes, but you also want to make sure you're focusing on the other aspects as well. But this is the biggest piece, understanding the fundamentals. Isn't it unique that when you look at just in life in general, the fundamentals, the foundation is really what you can build your career upon. So again, focus on the project management fundamentals and core concepts. Number two, predictive and plan-based. Predictive is what we call more of a waterfall, meaning you're planning all of this up front. You're creating the actual scope up front. So what this allows you to do is more of a deep dive when it comes to planning out the scope, and you create your huge project management plan, your schedule, et cetera. But then you have agile frameworks and methodology. So agile, when you think about agile, you think about Scrum, you think about Kanban, you think about they even added XP and things of that nature. But That's five tasks. And let me go back to predictive. That's three tasks. So three tasks at 17% and five tasks for 20%. Then you have business analysis and frameworks. That is the number of tasks is six, and that's 27%. So family, when you look at that and you add these together, you got a total of 19 tasks that you need to be focusing on. Now, do you need a PMBOK guide for this? Yes. It's very crucial that you grasp the fundamentals. And again, just for your edification, again, pick up the PMBOK 7 PMI guide, PMBOK guide. And you need this because it aligns with the exam. Of course, you need the content outline. So I'll drop a link somewhere for you so you can actually click on the link to go to PMI and get the content outline, because that is also really what the exam is going to be based on, is the content outline. The PMBOK is the reference guide that you're going to leverage to help you unpack the content outline. Now, actionable tip here, you can purchase the PMBOK guide 7 edition through PMI membership. Review chapters on performance domains like stakeholder engagement, team performance, and project work delivery. Summarize each domain in your own words. The reason why this is key, I even got another actionable tip. Besides just summarizing it in your own words, see if you can explain it to somebody. This is going to help you really regurgitate the information at a better level, at a higher level, and then having the ability to go from really a detailed then going back up to a high level, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. So what I'm basically saying is talk to somebody that's not familiar with project management and ask them and explain to them what a project charter is, what is a stakeholder register, but explain it in a way that they can comprehend what the discussion is. Why the new PMBOK guide? Well, the 7 edition really focuses on value delivery and tailoring and adaptability. One of the things that PMI, which I give them a hand clap for that. They were paying attention to organizations in the industry as a whole, where there was a lot of shifts going on. You will watch and see how projects were being led, not from more of a predictive, but more from leading with an agile mindset, whether we were leveraging a Scrum or a Kanban type board or any other different agile types regarding agile. So look at that particular piece, because again, one of the things you have to understand, you understand the agile piece. Also hybrid, that means I could be running a predictive approach, meaning I'm planning up things, but I may take a more of a Scrum approach where I may have all of these items that I need to work. I may take those items and create what they call a product backlog. And this product backlog, then I can go from the product backlog and then move it into a sprint. And this is where we're in our sprint planning. And this allows me to really time box. So Scrum is more about time box. And I will do a deeper dive on that on a later date, because it's basically I'm creating two of these type of presentations because I really want to help you guys, but it will be on the community and I'm going to combine everything together for you. So my actionable tip, focus on value delivery principles and study how project outcomes impact stakeholders. practice identifying scenarios where tailoring project management practices is necessary. What should you get from the PMBOK guide? Well, at a very high level, we have to understand principles. The PMBOK guide, again, project management body of knowledge, is about grasping the logic behind project management principles and how they drive project success. Here's my actionable tip. Focus on delivery value. When you think about the first principle in the Agile Manifesto, it talks about providing value, our highest priority. It didn't say our second priority or our third priority. It said our highest priority is to ensure that we're delivering value to the customer. So emphasize on stakeholder collaboration and create a mind map to connect these principles with the real world outcome. As you can see, based off the picture here, that's a mind map. You want to be able to expand on it and then have the ability to distill it down. Just like I said, talk to somebody that is not familiar with project management. This is going to help you understand it even better as well. All right. Does a PMBOK guide replace a coach? Well, I'm a coach, so I'm going to answer this. And I'm so glad this question was asked. So you need a coach. If you try to go at it this alone, it's going to be challenging, because what a coach does is they hold you accountable. What a coach does is really help you find those gaps that you may be struggling with, that you may not even be familiar with. So a coach really provides a personal insights and guidance. Now, there are self courses out there, but those courses are good as well, which help you understand that. But one of the things you want to focus on is making sure you stay focused. Here's my actionable tip to make sense of the material. So hiring a coach or joining the Magnetic Project Management community to help you receive tailored feedback and exam strategy. It's more than just getting your cap in. Okay, so now you got your cap in. What are you going to do now? Because maybe you just regurgitated the information. You just really just, you study. Now you got the information. But can you transition that to the real world? This wasn't even in my slide today, but it's really poignant, because what I want to ensure that happens is you don't become a certification chaser. What is that? Well, that is that you're getting all these certifications, but you're not taking the content that you're learning. You're not taking the information that you've risked or you sacrificed for to apply it to the real world, because there's many times you'll be in interviews. And yeah, from a theory standpoint, meaning like you're leveraged to PMBOK, you took the exam and things of that nature, you might not be able to answer the question because you didn't see how it tied to the real world. So again, you need a coach or a mentor to really help you, guide you, someone that's been there. It's always easier to work with somebody that's been through it when you're getting ready to go through it. All right, what resources are required for the CAPM exam? Again, like I said, the PMBOK guide, I showed you that. Oh, one more resource. Let me grab that real quick. Just stay patient with me, family. All right, here we go. So the other resource that's going to be required is the Agile Practice Guide. So again, Agile Practice Guide, as you can see, again, I'm a student of this. So I don't just do this to sound good. I actually study what I'm talking about, because I know that someone is going to walk up to me one day and say, what are the 49 processes? How many, what's the process group? What's the 10 knowledge areas? And I got to be able to answer that. I'm responsible for that. So again, these two books here are going to be important for you for your journey to going after the CAPM. And then most of all, you want to get a CAPM prep book. And this right here, I don't see this talked about a lot, but mock exams. Why do we need to do mock exams? So mock exams get you ready to get any of that anxiety that you have in your system, any concern that you don't think that you're going to have an opportunity to pass that. It really builds up your self-confidence. So taking mock exams allows you to practice. Are we talking about practice? Yes, AI, we're talking about practice. Mock exams really are going to help guide you on this particular journey, because it simulates the real exam experience. And what I always tell people is, when you're getting ready to take a mock exam, act like you're either going to the actual test center to take it. What does that look like? Well, what that looks like is saying, hey, family, I won't have time to, I need all distractions put to the left. I need to lock in and take a practice exam. And you sit down and you act like you're at the test center, or if you're gonna take the test from home, be able to lock in and take it just like the real thing. Take the breaks when the breaks are allowed, it so you can get repetitions in, because that's going to help build that confidence that's going to be required. So do you need to practice? Do you need the Agile Guide to practice? I really think I've covered that. But yes, the exam, the CAPM exam is going to be based around both of these books, the CAPM, the PMBOK, as well as the Agile Practice Guide. And then most of all, you want to make sure you're referencing the CAPM content exam outline. Key principles, studying Agile principles like flexibility, continuous delivery, and customer collaboration. If you haven't seen my characteristics episode, you need to check that out, where I talk about the different approaches: predictive, iterative, incremental, as well as agile. This is going to be important for you as well. So go back and look at that video. Matter of fact, I'll do you a solid. Once we finish here, I'll put that in the actual comments for you so you can have success, so you can go back and refer that. All right. Also, I want to leave you with an actionable tip, because you know I want to make sure you do action. I don't want to just sit up here and deliver this value and you don't have an opportunity to go execute. So practice using agile artifacts. Look at the product backlog. Look at using Kanban boards. Kanban boards are very easy to build. You should probably build you one for your exam as you're getting ready to transition to actually take the exam. All right, understand the role of the PMBOK guide. We have the theoretical, or a theory basically, foundation. What does that look like? Providing core project management concepts. You remember when we first started here, we were talking about how the biggest percentage is around the fundamentals. Let's step back real quick just so we're on the same page. Remember, project management fundamentals and core concepts are 36% of the exam. That's a lot, family. So you want to make sure that you are actually studying those again. Then practical application, combining the CAPM prep books for examples, and then exam success. What's your why? Why are you doing this? Are you just doing it because you've seen somebody else doing it? Or are you doing this because you're looking to change, make a transition into the career of project management? Identify your why, because again, when we opened it up, we talked about sticking to the plan, not your move. You're gonna find opportunity where, and I say it's opportunity where you're on a lonely path, and that path is you're studying, your friends are going out having a good time, watching the game, and whatever that looks like. And you're gonna have to say when they call you, hey, you know what? I'm studying. I can't really do that. I'm really setting myself up for success. The game is always going to be there. I can record it and watch it at a later date. But right now, today, my focus is sitting and passing the exam. All right, strategic approach, or how efficiently to use the PMBOK guide, because there is approach to leverage this. So strategic approach, focus on performance domains and key principles. Pair with practice, continue to read with relevant questions. You should be using it because, again, the PMBOK is a reference guide. What does that mean? You should be referencing it while you're going through your mock exams, while you're going through the 23 contact hours that are required. And then apply the knowledge. Test understanding the scenario-based question. Pair each chapter with practice questions. For example, read about stakeholder engagement to test your knowledge and scenario-based. Succeeding as in the CAPM exam prep. First of all, I'm proud of you that you succeeded. You got your CAPM, not the CAPM certification, but you at least got your contact hours. Now we're moving to the next step in the process. So again, leverage CAPM prep courses for structure. Look at PMI approved courses. You need, again, 23 contact hours in order to be able to sit for this exam. I would recommend CAPM Masterclass. That's by my friend, my buddy, my mentor and coach, Phil. You can look up that course on Udemy. Also, you have the PMI authorized training partner programs. So go on PMI and look that up as well. But I will also be creating a CAPM course. But if you're looking to start today, please review and enroll in the course information that I provided, because that's going to help you have the success that you need. So again, if you're looking to start today, I'll give you tonight to think it over, but today you need to make a decision, not a choice. You know how we feel about that. Choices are always out there, but decision is that you cut off everything behind you and you said, this is what I'm doing. I'm putting a plan together so I can execute on this. Again, look at using mock exams. I can't stress that enough, to validate your knowledge. This is where I found out when I was going through the process of getting my CAPM that I should have spent more time on. And this is why I'm recommending it to you, because when you sit in that exam and those questions pop up at you, you're going to you may have a opportunity to look at it and just, you know, you may freeze like, oh, what is this? So get practicing, start practicing, getting in those reps, getting that routine in, so you're simulating the real tip. So here's my actionable tip: dedicate a weekend to full length mock exams, analyze your results to determine weak areas, and revisit those topics in the PMBOK guide. Now, what's my balance? How does this look? So I would say 50% theory, PMBOK and Agile practice guide, and then mock exam and scenario questions. And most of them, when I say scenario, it's not like the scenario of the PMP. That is more of a scenario base, but you will have questions that will ask, just really test your knowledge. Because I say the CAPM is more knowledge-based than anything, where you may have inputs and outputs. What is the agile mindset? What is Scrum? These type of questions will come up. So again, balance each, the theory and the practice. Again, I'm going to address this. Do you need a coach for CAPM success? Absolutely, 100% yes. A coach is amazing. And when you get the right coach, a coach that is there for you, a coach that will show up when you didn't even think that he or she would show up, is going to be important, because they can take complex topics and boil it down to something that is more strategic for you and your understanding and how you learn. For me, I'm a visual learner, so I need to be able to see it, and then I could comprehend it a lot better than you just talking at me sometimes. So this is why it's important. You need to understand your learning style, and your coach can help you and walk you through that. So again, join a coaching program. If you're overwhelmed or unsure of where to begin, ask your coach to review your study plan and provide feedback. That's what they're there for. That's what you're paying them for. And by the way, small note, pay your coach. And let me tell you why. Because this is going to help you when you're going through the CAPM, and you want to make sure that you have somebody that is really giving you the value that you need. And so if they're giving their time, their time should be valued. So set realistic study goals. A consistent study plan will be any plan in the world. So cramming really leads to success. I don't care what they say out there that they got their PMP, their CAPM in 1 week, in 2 days. That's good for them. But what did they learn? If I went to them and I started asking them questions, would they be able to tell me what they learned? Or was it more of a certification chase, meaning I'm going to get this so I can put it on my resume to get a different job? But if you work with me, I'm going to make sure that you not only just get the certification, you have to understand how to apply it in the real world, because that's the reason why you should be getting it, so you can see how you can apply it to the real world. So when you're sitting in that interview and they ask you a question, you should be able to articulate yourself in a way that makes sense of why they should bring you on board. Use planning tools, Trello, Notion, even Microsoft. They have a Microsoft planner that is free. If you don't got any of those tools, you don't need that. Get you a notebook. You can go to the dollar store, get your notebook, and write out your plan, because you need to hold yourself accountable, and your coach is going to hold you accountable. Break down the content. Break the content in manageable sections. Stop trying to run up the stairs and take leaps and bounds. Take it a step at a time. I told you the story. I'm 6'5", and I had a moment where I thought, hey, you know, I can skip certain stairs, and so I took a running start, and I jumped in. Unfortunately, I got to see what type of carpet we had in the house, because boom, I hit my head. So short story long is more or less is stick to your plan and just break it down. Don't make it more complex than it has to be. My additional insights: PMBOK guide versus coach. Use the PMBOK guide to master the technical knowledge and use a coach to develop personal strategies for success. They complement each other. And real world application, like I said, working with me, I'm going to make sure you get that real world application, because that's more important than the exam. The exam is really getting you started into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. But it's the mindset. This is why I'm always talking about the mindset, because if you don't have the mindset to go after this, you don't have the why of the reason why you're doing this, none of this even matters. So understand your why. That's probably the first thing you need to do, is say, why am I doing this? And be real with you. If it's like, hey, I'm going after another job, great. Hey, if it's trying to improve, you know, my lifestyle, great. Be honest and transparent. Nobody's going to know it but you. So be transparent with yourself. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name AD. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you know where to find me. I hope that you take this opportunity to join the Magnetic Project Management community. This is a community that is being built with like-minded individuals that if whatever you're going through, if you're sitting for the CAPM, if you're sitting for the PMP, ACP, if you are actually leading a project and you're running into trials and tribulations, come join us. Again, we're there to really support each other. We already got members in there. So I thank people that took action already. And I got something special for you. And what I have special for you guys is the part two of this. I'm gonna film that over there and we're gonna combine everything together. And I also got a little special bonus for them. For them taking the leap and joining. And again, this is free. This is free. Of course, I'm going to have some paid opportunities in there, but just being around like-minded individuals, you need to be around people that can support you in case you fall down and can hold you accountable for the thing you said that you wanted. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time.